Good morning. You all look so sad. Good morning, everyone. It's just church. It's all fine. It's good. So I want you to think for a minute about what scares you. What are you afraid of? Wait just a second. What are you afraid of? And I'm going to go do something that I'm very afraid of. Are you ready? I hate this. I really do. Out the way. Yeah, oh no, that's exactly right. For years, and every time I get on stage, look at that. It's ridiculous. Scared to death. What scares you? What are you afraid of?
Betrayal.
I'm afraid of betrayal. Wow. Okay, that's sophisticated. What are you afraid of? Think about it. I heard one over here. Dinosaurs? Yeah. I'm afraid of dinosaurs too. Anybody else? What are you afraid of? Anything? Yes. Standing in front of people, like delivering a sermon or something. Oh yeah, performance anxiety. That's what I have too. Yeah, I can talk all day. What's that?
Stage fright.
I got a lot of stage fright. Anybody else? Stage fright? You never guess, right? Yeah.
I get afraid of my brother sometimes.
I'm afraid of your brother sometimes, too. We all have things that we're afraid of. I bet if we asked all of those folks, they have things that they're afraid of as well. But in our gospel lesson for today, Jesus says, over and over again, do not be afraid. It's not because there isn't a lot of things to be afraid of, but because we have something that we forget sometimes. We have God's presence. God promises to be with you through everything, even if it's having to play piano in front of somebody. I'll never forget my first organ recital with Kathy Crozier. She was so ashamed. She smiled and said, good job, but I could see what was behind her eyes. Right? You should practice more, right? Even though we do things we're kind of afraid of, God says, you know what? I'm going to be with you through it all. Even in the most things that scare us, God says, I'm going to be with you. Even though we're not sure we're good enough to do it, God says, I'm going to be with you. And even if we fail, God will still love us. So maybe sometimes our fear isn't everything. It's just a part of it. And maybe what will help us to remember is that even when we're afraid, God is there holding us in God's Spirit and saying, I love you no matter what. Thank you, guys, and you can go back to your places, take your fears with you.